More and more women are choosing to stay single. And this isn't because they hate men. It's not because they've given up or that they're bitter, but because for the first time in history, a woman can build a full, comfortable, meaningful life all on her own.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
And on the other side of that, we have this growing narrative that men tend to benefit more than women in relationships, which is really not just a feeling. There are statistics, logical explanations, and lived experiences behind this.
Good women are somewhere doing what good women do. And that's not sitting on the floor in your house making podcasts about how dating sucks. That's not where good women are right now or at any time.
In my personal life, and honestly, everywhere I look, there has been a massive shift in the way that women think about relationships. And I want to start with something that's not talked about enough. Women have changed, and most men have not.
Duh! Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
Where's your results? Like, at least show me results of where you, you know, put some marriages together or something, or kept some married couples married. Where's the evidence that we should listen to anything that you have to fucking say? She's trying to push this narrative. Women are so great, and we're so happy without men. Men are trash, and we don't care about relationships. But all y'all do is talk about relationships on the internet.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a kawiki dink.
Women are doing the emotional work. Women are doing the healing. Women are doing the therapy. They're reading books. They're listening to podcasts, learning about trauma responses, boundaries, and emotional intelligence.
Now she could just do any mental gymnastics and say, oh, manipulation, gaslighting, whatever the fuck, anything, narcissist, and any quick little word they can learn.
Maybe women are more emotionally intelligent in normal social situations, but in relationships, absolutely fucking not. There's this myth going on that most men treat women like shit in relationships, and it's just not true. It's just not true. Because let's be real, most of the time, the dudes who do treat you like those are the dudes you can't even get relationships from. Those are dudes who will just pump and dump you, play games with you for 3 months. The dudes who you actually lock down in relationships are usually the decent guys and the guys you treat like crap.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Women are asking themselves real questions. What do I want? What am I tolerating? What patterns am I repeating? Do I actually enjoy this person, or am I just filling a void?
Never trust anybody who always tries to paint themselves as the perfect angel. This whole video is never going to acknowledge that maybe she could have done something wrong throughout these years.
Because we are trying to live up to societal pressures. I myself got married for all the wrong reasons, and I take responsibility for that. I crumbled under societal pressures. I was tired of people asking me why I wasn't married yet. Yeah, I was almost 30, but the truth is I never wanted to get married. I never dreamed of my wedding day. I remember when I was 18, I was working, I was at my job, and an older woman had asked me, because I believe I had mentioned I was about to graduate from high school, and she asked what my plans were, and I told her what I was planning on doing, and she said, well, won't you get married and have children? And I said, no, why would I do that?
There's something seriously wrong with you.
And she said, because that's what you're supposed to do. And that was the first time that anything like that had really ever been said to me. I let other people convince me that I needed to be married to be worth something. I let other people convince me that not being married meant something negative about me. And that's just not true. I face it now in my 40s being single, mostly from men who I know are insecure. Because to them, a single woman means they aren't being chosen.
What? What are you talking about?
Listen, lady, it's not even about getting married, but it is something bad about you if you can't make a relationship work with the opposite sex. As a woman, let me be clear, because men are very easy to please.
What do you mean by that?
And we aren't picky with our standards.
It means we don't need them for survival. And deep down, they really feel that's the only reason a woman would ever settle and be with them. But I do occasionally get it from women as well.
This sucks, and it's horseshit, but I'm too polite to say anything because I'm a class act.
And again, it's an insecurity. Perhaps they're not admitting something to themselves and they're projecting it onto me.
If everybody keeps saying the same thing about you, maybe the world ain't crazy and maybe they're telling the truth. If certain women want to be single and don't want to have kids, look, that's their right. But why do we got to hear about this? Granted, I don't got to look at this video, but why do y'all got to make TikToks and YouTube videos about it?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
But we have one life to live, and I'm not living it for other people. I'm living it for myself, and I want to live a happy life, and I want you to live a happy life, too.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Living a purposeful life is more important than living a happy life. Happiness is fleeting. People who only want to chase happiness in this life are bullshit people. They're selfish, ridiculous, delusional people. And she said at the beginning of this video, this is a reality check. You the one that need a reality check. Men live in reality. We've been living in reality since we were little boys.
Y'all know what the I talk about when I say these things.
And I want you to live a happy life too. Whatever that looks like for you. If that looks like being single, I can relate to how difficult that is because it's not widely accepted. Society will constantly question it.
Women who are on the internet trying to beg people to accept that they're okay being alone are 100% not the people who are okay with being alone. I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but the women making videos about it aren't those women. Trust me. And times are going to get hard when you start getting older and sick. This is stupid.
Women are raising their standards. Not impossible standards. Not childish expectations. Just normal expectations that should have been there all along. Emotional safety. Follow through. Not just words, but actions to back them up. Reciprocity. Basic partnership energy. But unfortunately, many men are not offering any of that today. And it's not because they can't. It's because they've never had to.
AKA Chad and Tyrone. Those are the only men that they talk about on the internet. She just told on herself like they usually do. She's only talking about top 10%ers. Because we know 80 to 90% of men had to do X, Y, and Z and jump through hoops to get any attention or validation from women. The only men who don't have to put in any effort and still get what they want from women, top 10%ers. So she just exposed herself.
Like, my life would be so much easier if I just liked nice guys, right? If I liked guys who were honest, guys who were kind, generous, thoughtful man who's going to bring me flowers or something, I don't know. You know, if I liked guys who just went out of their way and thought about me. If I just liked guys who gave me the bare minimum, that would be fucking awesome. But I am a little bit more below than that, right? I like liars. I do. I'm going to admit it. I like men who are assholes. Men who are going to treat me like shit. I do. I like men who are going to go out of their way to make me jealous. And then they come back and I'm like, babe, why'd you do that? I like to feel something. So when I have a guy come in and fuck up my life and make me feel something, I'm like, I love this. I love this. This is so shitty and great. You know what I mean?